what is going on in our brain? What are the thoughts? What is the narrative that is holding us from boosting our confidence? You are listening to the Say Hola Well podcast, a show dedicated to the stigmatized idea of wanting more money. More money, more options for you, your family, and our community to become financially free. I am your host, Lucy King. I am on a mission to help decolonize wealth for Latinas, and here is how I do it. I talk about building generational wealth through a holistic lens. I give you the strategies, the mindset, and the ideas to create generational wealth and also break away from a culture of silence. Ya sabes, the belief that in our cultura, no se habla de dinero. We don't talk about money. I am a first-gen investor who went from believing I had to work mentally and physically hard for money to now having multiple investment accounts and run a business that I love. I am a mom, a wife, speaker, and author, ready to help you create wealth beyond your ancestors' wildest dreams. Welcome to the Say Hola Well podcast. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to follow us on social if you are loving the podcast, want to build community, and you want to learn creative ways to increase your income. You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, and of course on our website at www.sayholawell.com. If you feel inspired by any of the episodes, it will mean the world to me if you can leave us a written review on Apple Podcasts. This is how other mujeres find us. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk to you about financial confidence, particularly how to boost your financial confidence. But before I get started, I want to remind you of the upcoming training that I have happening on May 4th, Becoming 10K Richer, where I will be walking you through the simple money systems you need to implement to automate and boost your savings and stop delaying debt payment. I'm also going to walk you through how you can increase your income by 10K because it's time for us to start asking for more money. And I'm going to dive into the $1 million mindset that you need to create to go from scarcity to abundance in 30 days. Right after the webinar, doors to the Say Hola Wealth Academy, my group coaching program, will be opening for enrollment with an amazing 48-hour bonus that includes a one-on-one call with me so I can help you create an investment strategy to start building your five-figure wealth portfolio, even if you have debt right now, okay? I want to make that very clear. So let's go ahead and dive into today's episode, which is how to boost your financial confidence. I'm going to be walking you through three steps, which is a step number one, the importance of mastering the art of self-coaching. I'm going to walk you through the importance of automation. And lastly, I'm going to dive into the importance of finding your wealthy five. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. First of all, let's talk about what is self-coaching, right? Because I talk about this a couple of times here on the podcast. And so what self-coaching means is that you actually need to make time to prove your money beliefs wrong. And not just your money beliefs, but any beliefs that you have. So our beliefs are just thoughts, okay? Our brain doesn't know the difference between reality and just a thought. And so the way you think about yourself, the way you talk about yourself internally with your own brain has a lot to do with how you lack confidence. And so one of the things that we do every week as you are part of the academy is I present a topic typically on money mindset, financial literacy, income increase, or we talk about the simple money systems, right? And when we're doing the financial literacy or the money mindset part of this coaching, we are big on, let's see what's going on in our brain. What is going on in our brain? What are the thoughts? What is the narrative that is holding us from boosting our confidence? And so one of the things that I teach the girls is before you just let go of your idea or your desire, actually write it down. What does that look like for you, right? And so, for example, I have people that tell me like, oh my God, my debt is so big, Lucy. I have people saying, my God, I will never be able to save $10,000 in 6 months. And so my job as your coach is to actually help you untangle those beliefs that make you think that you're not capable of doing that. And I'm not gonna lie, this is my favorite part of the coaching in addition to investing, because our mind is full of crap. Okay, when you haven't learned how to self-coach, of course you're confused. Of course you feel that you're not confident enough, right? And so I want to give you the tools on how you can do self-coaching, but also as part of the investment in the academy, you can ask me questions in between the calls. So we have a community hub, which is enough, by the way. You can send it to me by text me on your phone, just how you use Instagram or any other social media. And you can ask me questions. You can say, hey, I'm struggling with this and I'm going to coach you through the portal and say, hey, what do you mean? Let's try this. Have you tried that, right? And so my clients love the aspect of the program because they never go to bed with thoughts that hold them from creating wealth, okay? So let's see about this. The other thing that we have been doing is when we are in these group coaching calls, everyone can ask a question, but also I have people that are extroverts, right? Every week they're like, let me give you 5 questions, Lucy. And then I have other mujeres that are introverts. They're like, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm just going to be here and listen. But because they are part of that group, it's very likely that whatever this other person who's an extrovert is struggling with actually ties back to how they're feeling. So you don't always have to be talking and you don't always have to be asking questions for you to benefit from the coaching, okay? So the reason why I love the art of self-coaching is because your thoughts produce feelings and those feelings produce a result. For example, let's say that right now, one of the beliefs is that I'm not good with money, which is very common, by the way. So that is the thought, right? The thought is I'm not good with money. The feeling is I'm not confident enough. I just don't feel good enough. And then the result is you avoid looking at your finances. You avoid asking for a salary negotiation. You avoid going after your dream idea or business idea because you're like, I'm just not good with money, right? So it's so important for you to have access to the right tools that are going to help you literally prove your beliefs wrong. And I love that. I love proving my beliefs wrong. I love helping the mujeres inside the academy prove their beliefs wrong. And I want to do the same thing with you. Okay, let's move to automation. If you are great at budgeting and you take pride on these, or maybe you're someone who continues to look at their finances on a piece of paper, like pen and paper, stop it. Okay, it is 2024 and you need to learn to trust automation. Okay. So when you join the academy, we're going to talk to you about the income purpose method. This is how we're going to allocate our spending money. This is how we're going to allocate our saving money. And this is how we're going to allocate our debt repayment money and our investments. Even if right now you have 20 bucks to invest, that's great. That's more than enough, right? And so automation is key to help you build financial confidence and self-trust, because there's no way you're going to be clicking here and there to manage your dinero, okay? The only thing that I want you to know is that billionaires don't budget. Billionaires don't budget. Millionaires don't budget, and rich people don't budget. They have automated their spending, their investments, and their savings because they love spending more time creating money. Okay, I love spending more time creating money now. I want you to really listen. Managing your finances through automation is simple, okay? The other reason why you want to automate your money is because I want you to continue to spend money. And so when you are automating and prioritizing your savings or your investments, you're going to be able to spend guilt-free. There's no like, oh shit, like I spent too much, or man, I'm not good with money. There's none of that, okay? And so I want you to understand that. I don't want you to think about, oh my God, I'm not good with the spreadsheets, and that's why you don't apply for the academy, because we don't even use those, okay? Step 3 is finding your wealthy 5. So you are going to be boosting your financial confidence when you are in a room where people look like you, where people make such a big fucking deal about very small wins. For example, let's say that you took action action and implemented one of the first simple money systems that I teach. And within 30 days, you're going to make money. And then you're going to be like, whoa, I made $30. What? I made $50. Whoa, I made $300. That is the evidence that you need to experience to believe that your money can work for you. Inside the academy, I refer to the Wealthy Five as the five mujeres that are going to be making such a big fuss of you earning $30, of you earning $50, $100, $200. So we celebrate everything. When you have a, let's say, because I have people that have problems spending money too. So when you're like, oh my God, I've been wanting to go get this massage, but I feel like I should wait. And then you do it. We celebrate you because we know what it's like to have a scarcity around spending. We know what it's like to have a scarcity about your debts, like all of these, right? So we literally celebrate the heck out of everything we do. And I love this because I am not the only one that is like, yeah, you did it. But other mujeres inside the academy, they're doing the same. Right now in this cohort, which I'm just going to pause and breathe and celebrate, I have a stay-home mom who's coming to the podcast, by the way, and she has been making some audacious moves as a stay-home mom. Like, she wants to launch her business and she wants to do so much. She's very smart. She's amazing. And one of the wins that we celebrated for her was she started looking for options for childcare for her daughter because she had the belief like, oh, I have to wait for my daughter to be at age so she can, you know, go to school and then I'll follow my dreams. And I was like, what makes you think that you want to wait? Right. And so she was coaching that. And then at the end of the coaching, she's like, no, I really need to find a daycare for my daughter so she can go, so I can actually start taking action on my dreams now, because my dreams are just so important, if not as important as my daughter's, right? So we celebrated that. I was so happy for her. And so again, your Wealthy Five are the five people that you're going to be talking money with, the five people that you're going to be talking goals with, the five people that you're going to be unapologetically telling that you're going to negotiate your salary, that you're going to launch the business and all of that in between, okay? Let me just recap, okay? These are the things that you need, or the steps, I should say, to boost your financial confidence one and for all. The first one was mastering the art of self-coaching, which happens, by the way, the more you coach yourself, the better. Step number two is automation. It is time for you to automate your payments. It is time for you to automate your spending. It is time for you to automate your savings, because that's huge. Excuse me, I just got a hiccup because I got so excited. And then the last step is all about finding your Wealthy Five, okay? Todas las mujeres that are part of the academy are really about helping you thrive, helping you win, helping you become your ancestors' wildest dreams. Y lo que me encanta, by the way, is that inside the community hub, we also have a way for you to connect with them directly. So some of the mujeres have met in real life. Some of the mujeres live in the same city, maybe the same state. They're planning trips together. They become like good friends. And now they're like, yeah, let me continue to become part of your Wealthy Five. So those are the three steps that you need to implement to boost your financial confidence once and for all. And again, I want to remind you, if you have not registered for the free webinar, Become 10K Richer, happening on May 4th, do it today, because I want you to see me in action. I want you to see how much value I'm going to give you, but also I want you to be part of this next cohort, because it just keeps getting better and better. There are some changes happening, which happens every time I launch the academy. I add more value. And for this round, I'm adding some additional modules on money and relationships, especially how to deal with your partners or your loved ones, a scarcity mindset, so you don't have to continue to put your dreams on hold because they don't agree with what you have to do or want to do or want to go after, okay? Thank you so much for listening to the show. Te mando un abrazo and let's go ahead and build wealth juntas. Ciao! What if I told you there is a way to get paid for the skills, knowledge, and the expertise you already have? Introducing Jefas and Wealth, a private offer for the beginner and aspiring coach who wants to build a business where they can make money while pursuing financial freedom and, of course, create more impact in our community. There are a million ways to make a million, and you might be sitting on the best idea that you can monetize. If you are ready to learn more, make sure you check the link in the show notes. On the Say Hola World podcast and associated entities, all information provided is for general information purposes and it does not constitute legal, accounting, tax, or other legal advice. Listeners should not act upon the content information without seeking appropriate advice from an accountant, financial planner, lawyer, or other professionals. We assume no responsibility for the information contained on this podcast and associated entities and disclaim all liabilities with respect to such information, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracy, omissions, misleading, or defamatory statement. Usage of this podcast and associated content constitute an explicit understanding of acceptance of the terms of this disclaimer.